The conclusion of Har Sinai, of Kabbalah HaTorah, really takes place at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Well, Machlokes, where this Parsha should have actually happened, whether it is at the end of Mishpatim, or as Rashi says, really happens earlier because of Einu Mukdam, Umu Uchar HaTorah, there isn't necessarily a chronological order, but nonetheless, we find the end of Kabbalah HaTorah at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And there we find Nasav and Ishma, and there we find Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei HaHara, go on the mountain, v'yesham, and be there. And there, v'analachas, luchos, ha'evin, v'atorah, v'amitzvah, shirkasavti, lahorosam. What does it mean? Hashem instructs Moshe, go up, v'yesham, and stay there. And Rashi, commenting on that pasuk, says very simply, for 40 days. So on the one hand, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell Moshe that unlike your previous times that you've come up the mountain, which might have lasted very briefly, this time you remain there for an extended period of time. Why now? Why now? Why is it necessary to inform Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to be in the mountain for 40 days? Why does Hashem not say directly, you're going to be here for 40 days? What's this notion of the Yesham? If it was to just communicate to Moshe the duration of his visit, there's other ways of explaining it. Rav Dov Weinberger in Neshama HaTov suggests that Rashi really alludes to something very different. And homiletically, he suggests the idea of v'yesham doesn't just mean stay here, but it means be there. Meaning, on pshat level, Hashem wants to tell Moshe to stay here. But on a drush level, he's really telling Moshe, come, when you come to this place, you're going to be in a different realm, in a different world. The experience of studying Torah with the Ribono Shel Olam himself is going to transform you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know this is true, because when Moshe comes down the mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu's face, as we learned in Parshas Kisisa, has a radiance to it, has a glow to it, because he spent that time learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what happens in this 40-day period. 40 days, we know, says the Shemin HaTov, is the time it takes for an embryo to take form, to take shape, to go from, to be considered in existence. And this is not just for an embryo, it's true for in the experience of learning Torah. These 40 days, v'yesham, was Moshe Rabbeinu's transformative moments of staying with Ribono Shel Olam and really becoming a new person, a new being. And it's what happens when we learn Torah. Torah is not only something we do to gain knowledge, to understand. Torah is something that is transformative. That when one learns Torah, they become different. They become elevated. Their lives become something to a higher existence, a higher calling. Something that is this v'yeh Shum. So it's not only that Moshe Rabbeinu got to experience it, it's that Moshe experienced it, and the Torah is telling us that every time that we engage in learning, every time that we engage in learning Torah, the Yeshum, we're there, we're in a different world, we're in a different experience, we're in something that will transform us every time we open a Gemara, a Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, whatever, a Tanakh, whatever it is. But those opportunities, those moments, those minutes, those hours that we get to learn Torah, they're v'yeh sham, they are transformative, powerful moments.